people. I mean, were they not allowed to shoot on site? Was there a law that said, here's your 007 license, or how's that go?
Well, it was something that the federal agents were supposed to avoid.
That was the suggestion. If you kill them, you're doing it wrong, right? Like at Guantanamo Bay.
Well, it's like it happened at times. I mean, there was a sea change at Ruby Ridge and Waco as far as the federal government asserting it had a right to do things that would have horrified earlier generations of Americans.
But on the other hand, no one had ever really tried to hold them accountable before those atrocities.
I think that there were some cases. I can't recall. I know that there were a number of cases which went down badly for the feds. But it was great that the jurors in Idaho stood up and said this is called BS on the Justice Department prosecutors. So don't have a good answer on that one.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, but this guy Barr, essentially, this is like a David Addington, Dick Cheney view of executive power and the unitary this and that. He's just as bad as any of those hawks at the Federalist Society and that kind of deal. Is that about it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Barr has said a number of things which I, you know, very strongly disagree with. It seemed like Barr is trying to get to the depths of what happened with the FBI and other federal agencies involved in basically tampering with the 2016 presidential election.
I certainly support him in that effort.
Oh, absolutely. And that's my thought, too. I mean, if Barr can do a good job and you know, get us some hard facts on that, then that's greatly to his credit.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. I got to let you go. But thank you very much for coming back on the show, Jim. Great to talk to you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Scott. Good luck.
All right, you guys. That's the great Jim Bovard. He's at jimbovard.com and at fff.org. And this one is in the Future Freedom, their journal, and it is called Attorney General Barr, Defender of FBI Snipers, and that'll be up on their website in a while or so. And this other one is on the FFF website. It's called Obama's Forgotten Frauds and Debacles. All right, y'all, thanks. Find me at libertarianinstitute.org, at scotthorton.org, antiwar.com, and reddit.com/ScottHortonShow. Oh yeah, and read my book, Fool's Errand, Timed and the War in Afghanistan at